Jordan hurried down the castle corridors with Cord and Taggart at his side. His company of guards moved before and behind him, making sure that everyone kept a respectful distance. Gawain and his guards had done their best to open a route for him, but there was chaos everywhere. Rumors were spreading like wildfire, half of them contradictory, and no one knew where they stood anymore. No one wanted to commit themselves to anything until they were sure which faction was going to come out on top, and of course, there were always those ready to take advantage of the chaos for their own reasons. A good many people wanted to swear allegiance to Jordan when they saw the crown on his head, but he didn't have time to stop. He just smiled, waved, and kept on running. A growing crowd followed on behind his guards. Jordan tried to step up the pace and found he couldn't.
Victor!
Hair was burning in his lungs, and his breath rattled in his throat. The stitch ached in his side, but he didn't dare stop for a breather.
Victor!
He didn't think he'd be able to get started again if he did. And besides, Lewis could still get to the hall before he did.
Victor!
Hmm? What?
Look! Down the hall!
Oh, damn.
Jordan's skin began to crawl. The wooden wall panels were slowly writhing and twisting as though they were alive. As Jordan watched, part of the wall split open like a rotten fruit and something dark and spindly with too many legs darted out into the corridor.
I've got this device!
What? I was closer.
Fair enough, but the next one's mine.
I fear there's going to be more than enough for the both of you. Let's go, quickly now.
Someone else must have opened a gateway. The Unreal's broken through again.
That's all we need. Who's behind it this time? It can't be Dominic.
I don't know. This new one can't have been open long, but each time a gateway is opened, it gets that much harder to close. Our best bet is to get you to the throne, so you can use the stone to control the Unreal.
Jordan was too short of breath to answer, so he just nodded and kept on moving. Strange lights appeared on the air. Shadows on the walls twisted and turned into creatures that had no discernible form. Paintings smeared inside their canvases, spelling out ancient curses and unreal landscapes. Visions flickered at the corners of everyone's eyes, always just on the edge of becoming clear. Jordan stared straight ahead and ran on, refusing to stop for anything. Finally, they rounded a corner, and there were the huge double doors that led into the Great Hall. And standing before the doors were Prince Louis, Ironheart, and a company of heavily armed guards. Jordan and his party came to a sudden halt, and for a moment the corridor was still and quiet.
You took your time getting here, Victor. As soon as I discovered you had Dad's will, I knew it wouldn't be long before you headed back here with the crown and the seal. You're really very predictable, you know. Especially since I introduced a spy into your people.
Oh, hell, not another one. Who is it this time?
No one important. But someone with access to everything that was going on. After all, no man keeps secrets from his wife, does he? Guards!
Two guards hustled forward the Lady Emma.
Oh, Emma.
I had to do it. Louis knew so much already, and he had Ironheart and the monk. You couldn't hope to win. I had to go with the winner. He promised me he'd protect you, Gawain, if I agreed to keep him informed of your plans. I did it for you, Gawain.
Trusting little soul, isn't she? Now then, Victor, you let me have the crown and the seal, and I'll let you live.
Do I look crazy? You want it? You come and take it. Or aren't you as brave without your tame sorcerer to back you up? Where is the monk, anyway? Run off and left you in the lurch, has he?
He's around. Keeping busy. I'm afraid you don't understand the realities of the situation, Victor. Either you hand over the crown and the seal right now, or I'll have my people kill the Lady Emma. Slowly and painfully, right before your eyes. You see, I've been studying you, Victor. You got soft in exile. Now, do as you're told. Or else.
Jordan glanced quickly at Gawain, but the knight was staring fixedly at Emma. Jordan scowled desperately, torn so many ways he didn't know what to do for the best. But of course, there was only one thing he could honorably do. He pulled the heavy gold ring off his finger and hefted it, sadly, in his hand.
The royal seal. It's all yours, Louis.
I always told everybody how weak you were.
Louis barely saw the ring as it flew directly into his left eye. Jordan and Taggart leaped forward almost as one toward the two guards holding Lady Emma. And then Ironheart's steel fist lashed out with murderous speed and crushed the back of Emma's skull.
No!
Ironheart Gard's severed hand fell limply to the floor. No blood spurted from the armor-clad stump. Jordan barely had time to comprehend the scene before Lewis threw himself into the battle. Sparks flew as their swords clashed and danced apart. Their guards milled around them, more interested in killing their enemies and settling old scores than in protecting their leaders. Sir Gawain knelt beside his dead wife and held her hand, oblivious to anything else. Cord swung his mace with awesome strength and speed. But the knight took even the most punishing blows with virtual indifference. But while Cord kept Ironheart busy, Taggart went to work on him with her Balefire sword. The crackling white fire sliced into the dull steel, whittling away at Ironheart like a dull knife on a stubborn block of wood. Gaping rents appeared in the armor, but Ironheart took no hurt from them, and no blood ran. Taggart's hackles rose as she hacked away at the stubbornly advancing knight and wondered crazily if he could die. She aimed higher for his neck. Ironheart's head fell from his body. The suit of armor fell heavily to the floor and never moved again. Lewis's guards lost their confidence as they saw their champion brought down, and the looks on Cord's and Taggart's faces didn't help. They dropped their weapons and surrendered. Only Lewis fought on, raining blows on the grimly defending Jordan. He continued to back away and wished he had his flare pellets with him. Even a smoke pellet would have helped. Lewis was strong, fresh, and very experienced with a sword. Jordan was none of those things. So far, he was holding his own, bar a few minor scratches, but he was tiring quickly, and Lewis knew it. Jordan kept backing away, his mind working furiously. All he had to do was say the word, and Taggart or Cord or any of his guards would rescue him. But if he did that, they'd lose all respect for him. It's not enough for a future king to be brave and strong. He must be seen to be brave and strong. Unfortunately, right now, Lewis was the stronger. Jordan suddenly remembered an earlier fight when Gawain took on Dark John Sutton. Dark John had all the advantages, but Gawain beat him anyway. Because Dark John was a duelist, and Gawain was a soldier. Jordan grinned as he remembered Gawain's winning trick. Jordan blocked a strike by Lewis, and their weapons locked, bringing them face to face. Jordan nodded to his guards. With a bit of luck, they'd all been too far away to notice that he beat Lewis by spit, not swordsmanship. He rooted among the bodies of the fallen guards till he found the royal seal and slipped the ring back on his finger.
Pardon me, Your Highness, but I think you ought to take a look at this.
Jordan moved over to where she was kneeling beside Ironheart's headless body.
What is... Ugh.
Taggart was holding the head she'd found inside the featureless helm. Jordan's stomach heaved. The head looked as though it had been dead for some time. Half the face was already eaten away by decay.
Exactly. Ugh. Lewis's sorcery was more twisted than anybody could have imagined.
How could he have done such a thing?
I doubt we'll ever know the answer. Lewis might have told us, but he's dead.
There's still the monk.
Yes, there's always the monk.
Jordan looked around him and saw Gawain was still kneeling beside the body of his dead wife.
I'm sorry. I thought I could save her. I did try, Gawain.
It's my own fault. I shouldn't have left her alone for so long. She was always easily led.